With GPB News, I'm Emily Jones. State lawmakers decided the fate of several high-profile bills last night as the legislative session came to a close. A proposal to return to paper ballots to help verify election results passed, but legislators did not pass a bill that would have replaced the state's electronic voting machines before the 2020 presidential election. A measure to ban holding a cell phone while driving passed, and a bill that would have given sex abuse survivors more time to sue failed to clear last night's deadline. All bills that passed the General Assembly last night now head to Governor Deal's desk. In suburban Augusta, the Columbia County School Board has voted to place an armed officer in every public school in the district. The move comes in the wake of the massacre in Parkland, Florida. The Augusta Chronicle reports that currently an 8-person police department rotates among the county's schools. Under the new plan, 18 new officers will be hired at a cost of more than $1 million per year. 50 paraprofessional positions are being eliminated to fund the move. The school board did not specify when the new security officers would go on duty. Time is running out for Piedmont Hospitals and Blue Cross Blue Shield of Georgia to negotiate a new reimbursement contract. Georgia Health News reports the existing contract ends on Sunday. If the companies fail to meet the deadline, hundreds of thousands of Georgians could be charged higher fees when Piedmont's hospitals and doctors become out of network. The stalemate affects most of Piedmont's Metro Atlanta hospitals, but not its medical centers in Rockdale County and Columbus. It also does not affect Blue Cross Medicare Advantage members. In February, Piedmont filed legal challenges to the insurer's policies that govern limits to ER visits and medical imaging. Neither side has said whether those issues are being addressed in the ongoing contract negotiations. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones.